Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
That was U.S. President Joe Biden swearing in this morning at his inauguration in Washington, D.C. In his inauguration speech, the president said it was a victory for democracy and called for unity. He also already signed in 15 executive orders to implement a mask mandate at federal property, restoring the federal office to handle pandemics that his predecessor Donald Trump had abolished, pausing student loan repayments and rejoining the Paris Climate Accords.
This is America's day. This is Democracy's Day, a day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard. And the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed.
President Biden replaces Donald Trump, whose unorthodox behavior and policies during his 4 years in office shook up American and world politics. It all began in 2015 when the then businessman and reality TV star announced his candidacy for the White House and pledged a border wall alongside America's border with Mexico, as well as repealing his predecessor Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act.
Just to sum up, I would do various things very quickly. I would repeal and replace the big lie Obamacare. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words. Yeah. Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump. Yeah. Nobody. I will find within our military, I will find the General Patton, or I will find General MacArthur. I will find the right guy. I will find the guy that's going to take that military and make it really work. Nobody will be pushing us around.
Trump's administration then centered on a vision of America First, which emphasized isolationism and rejected international cooperation. That saw the U.S. pulling out of numerous international organizations and agreements, including the Paris Climate Accords, the Iranian nuclear deal, the UN Human Rights Council, as well as imposing a travel ban on numerous Muslim countries. But the Trump administration for the past 4 years also have some positive foreign policy accomplishments, including holding a successful summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore and eradicating the terrorist organization Islamic State.
We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs, will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs.
But back home, Trump was facing numerous troubles after defeats, controversial comments, and scandals. Just months into his presidency, Senate Republicans, including the now deceased Senator John McCain, vetoed his plans to fully repeal Obamacare. And after white supremacist rallies in Charlottesville, Virginia, resulted in 3 deaths, the president's refusal to condemn white supremacists and saying there were, quote, fine people on both sides, attracted much criticism.
And what I'm saying is this: you had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
The president also faced scandals over his past 4 years that alleged him for intervening in domestic politics with foreign actors. He was accused of having ties with Russia that allowed Moscow to interfere with the 2016 election, but an investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller did not find any wrongdoing. But Trump's luck ran out at the second time, when a transcript of a phone call between him and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was leaked to the Congressional Judiciary Committee, showing political rival Joe, showing that the president withheld aid funds to Kiev in exchange for them to investigate his then political rival Joe Biden's son Hunter, who had questionable business dealings in the country. The House of Representatives, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, impeached the president, but he managed to stay in office after being acquitted by the Republican-held Senate. But just like how he entered the center of Washington by kicking down doors in 2016, the final year of Trump's presidency ended with a bang. As COVID-19 ravaged across the U.S., the president discouraged lockdowns and mass testing while promoting alternative treatments for COVID-19.
When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. They test and they test. We got tests that people don't know what's going on. We got tests. We got another one over here. The young man's 10 years old. He's got the sniffles. He'll recover in about 15 minutes. That's a case. Add up to it. That's a case.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks equipped.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
After his failed re-election bid for president against the now president Joe Biden, Trump continuously refused to concede the election and made false claims for election fraud, including attempting to force Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to manipulate the state's numbers to show he won. Less than 1 month before the transition of power and right before Congress's certification of the electoral votes, the president's appearance before the Save America rally led to a violent mob of his supporters to storm the Capitol in an attempt to overturn his defeat. It led to Donald Trump becoming the first president in the history of the United States to be impeached twice, and whether he will be eligible for other public roles in the future now rests in the hands of a Senate trial.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment, and we will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won.
Let's have trial by combat.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated, lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country. Our country. Our country has been under siege for a long time.
And with that, after a bit of kerfuffle, one border war, one pandemic, two impeachments, and thousands of tweets, the Donald Trump presidency is finally over. Now Joe Biden is in charge.
Overseas experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.